The third state capture report was made public yesterday, and South Africans should be furious to see how our tax money was wasted and used to fund the ruling party. As society, we must apply pressure on the president and other role players to take swift action against those who were called out by the commission. The question should be asked if the ANC can survive financially without the contributions of entities who build their business model on corruption. We have seen in this report that state capture appears in different shapes and forms. It is not all about the Guptas. It's more about greed, power and money. ATA commends the recommendations of the Acting Chief Justice that further investigations must be done to lay criminal charges against the implicated people. But as society, we should develop alternative methods to isolate those who were implicated, not to do business with the state, and not to play any role in governing this country. We are sure that this will not be the last report from the Commission, and we look forward to the findings and recommendations on inter alia ESCOM, the SABC, parliamentary oversight, law enforcement, etc. Thank you.